We'll miss you. Thanks. You can set the second shift in.
Hi everyone. So the name of our presentation is the role of partners with our Community Health and Wellbeing among HIV positive men who have sex with men. And just to give you a little background on Connecticut. Well, I have no relationships to disclose. A little background. So currently about 71% of HIV infection among males is in men who have sex with men. Additionally, between the years of 1980 and 1990, the rate of infection actually decreased, but from 2001 to present, they've actually increased by 11% in this population. Additionally, there's currently about 370,000 MSM who are HIV positive living in the United States today. That is a huge public health concern to know the psychological and physical well-being of this population. So given that, I have three main research questions. I wanted to know if higher levels of depression were related to higher levels of viral load in this population. And also I wanted to know if higher levels of depression were related to more HIV-related symptoms of this population. Additionally, my main research question was to understand if partner support was a buffer between the relationship of depression and HIV disease progression in urban populations of MSM. So this study was a sub-study of the parent study, Project Logon, which was an 8-week online structured sex diary that aimed to look at situational factors for risk in HIV-positive MSM. I analyzed week one data, and so my data is cross-sectional. The sample size was 93. Inclusion criteria included men who had sex with another man in the last month, were HIV positive, and had internet email access. Also, recruitment efforts were basically word of mouth, periodicals, and we had local community centers such as Teleport. So for my measures, again, I looked at a biological indicator. So I looked at viral load for HIV depression. I also looked at the physical well-being subscale and the functional assessment of HIV infection as a symptomatic proxy for HIV disease progression. And the internal reliability of that measure was 0.89. Additionally, for depression, I used the Center for Epidemiological Studies depression inventory. And in this sample, the reliability was 0.89. For partner support, I used two different indices. I wanted to know if partner status, meaning primary partner only with no casual partners, primary partners, middle primary partners that also had secondary casual partners, and the last group was secondary partners only, so only casual partners. And then I also looked at one item on the functional assessment of HIV infection. I looked at I put close to my partner as a quality proxy for partner support. So these are just diagrams from my sample characteristics. Most of the population, 32%, made between $0 and $12. But in terms of education, most of the population did have college degrees, about 62%. Additionally, the majority of the sample, 51%, was African American or Black. In addition, on relationship status, the majority of the sample actually only had casual partners, 52%, while 34% of the population had primary and casual. So just for some descriptive statistics, the mean for the CID in this population was 17.58, meaning the population was a little bit depressed because the cutoff for the CID is about a 16 for depressive symptomology. So just to see if there were any relationships, we ran bivariate correlational analysis between our IV independent variables and our dependent variables. And as we could see for number three, physical well-being, there was physical well-being is highly correlated with depression. So scores on physical well-being subscale increased, meaning more symptoms related to HIV infection. Scores on the depression inventory also increased. Additionally, we saw a significant correlation with viral load and depression, even though it's a little bit lower. So as viral load increases, depression also increases in this population. insignificant correlations with partner status in the last slide when we ran bivariate correlations. But we wanted to see if there were any differences on reporting by our outcome variables. So what we did is we looked at secondary partners, our three groups, secondary partners only, primary and secondary partners, and primary partners only. With physical well-being, we didn't find any significant differences between the groups. However, with BioAlert, we saw that there is a trend towards significance, yet in this specific population, there's no significance right now. Hopefully with the bigger N, we'll find more significance. So to test our hypothesis, we ran regression modeling. We used physical, I'm going to present the results for physical well-being here because we did use viral load, but once we put depression and closest partner in the model is no longer significant. So I'm going to just present the data for physical well-being as our outcome variable. Here in model one, without the interaction term, we just did the SEDS-D and closest partner, and we found the model was significant and accounted for about 61% of the variance in physical well-being. As well, we see that as physical well-being increases by units of one, the SEDS-D also increases by 0.6. These are the beta and the standard errors, which also in model two, we see when we throw in the end interaction term to look at moderation, we see that the model is significant. The R squared is 62%, so the model accounts for 62% of the variance in physical well-being. And we also see that each variable independent and the interaction are all significant. And just to better illustrate this, we see here that if you're really high on depression, it doesn't matter how close you are to your partner. However, for lower levels of depression, so if you're really high on closeness, but you're depressed, you have less symptoms related to HIV infection, which shows that, you know, closest to partner or qualitative indicator is a moderator between the relationship between depression and HIV disease progression. So, initially we did see that higher levels of depression were related to higher viral load. However, once we ran our regressions and put in the SEDS-D with the closest to partner variable, the relationship diminished. Secondly, we did see that higher levels of depression are associated with lower physical well-being. And this is really consistent with the current literature out here right now. Earlier literature suggests that there is no relationship between physical well-being and depression. For current literature that's looking at other indicators of support and other variables to say that there is a specific relationship between depression and physical well-being. Additionally, our main research question, so data just suggests that quality of partner, not partner status, but quality of partner does kind of buffer this relationship between depression and physical well-being when we're looking at symptoms, which is really important. So we did have a small sample size, but we're working on round two pressure log on, and we're going to collect data on about 100 more men. So hopefully that will increase the power of our results. So it is important that we use greater sample size to run these kind of analysis and look at the role of support on HIV disease progression. Future research should also expand the definition of what partner support is. What is it about this intimate relationship with a partner that can really be protective or moderate this relationship between depression and HIV disease progression? I would just like to thank everyone on Dr. Patrick Wilson's team, Project Log On, Jermel Gaffney, Nicole Denison, and Kalama Community Center.
Did you like that? Good. Yeah.
No, that was good.
I like. That was all fast.
Okay, good.
I just kept talking and talking.
Okay, good.
Yeah.